This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
The news came down that Larry McKenzie was retiring as the head basketball coach at Minneapolis North High School. And I can't think of a person that has done more on the North Side than Larry McKenzie. He is, to me, the poster. When I think about what's going on in the North Side of Minneapolis, he is it. He's the one that keeps it together. He's the one that doesn't just coach basketball at Minneapolis North. He's the guy that lives in the neighborhood at Minneapolis North. He didn't just go through the George Floyd and everything that went with it. He lived it in his neighborhood. When things get bad in the neighborhood, he sees it up close. And 42 years of coaching high school, 47 years overall, he's just had this unbelievable – there's no more Hall of Fames for him to be in. He's in every one of them. He's done everything. But I got to tell you, I might have had an inkling that this was coming, but it's just a sad day for me because I always think of him when I think of Minneapolis North and somebody that keeps it together. And he joins us now. Larry, thank you for giving us some time tonight.
Thank you, Max. Mike, you know, you're my guy.
Oh, man. We go back a few years, Larry. This is I got a little emotional today when I saw it, even though I knew it was a possibility. Because, when, like I said, when I think of Minneapolis North, I think of you on the sidelines with the kids, and I think of you being the glue there. Take me through the process. What led you to this is the right time?
Well, you know, so a couple of things. One, Mike, you know, the last couple of years I've been dealing with a couple health challenges. And so, you know, knowing that I, and I always say it this way, knowing that I'm in the fourth quarter, and I hope it's the beginning of the fourth quarter, I've just thought about, you know, I've had a great career. There's a few other things that I want to do. I want to be able to share the recipe or the secret sauce with other young coaches. I want to do that while I still have some energy to do that. I got four beautiful granddaughters. The oldest, which is from what I hear, is a pretty good soccer player. Hmm. Want to be able to have the opportunity to see her. And I told her the other day, I said, I'm going to be your cheerleader. She said, Coach McKenzie's going to be my cheerleader? I'm going to be your cheerleader. And she got a kick out of that. So I'm just excited about, you know, spending more time with the family. A couple book projects I want to get wrapped up. And, you know, I tell people, even at this old age, I'm a year away from completing a master's degree in sports administration.
Wow.
So looking to do that and maybe hoping to spend some time in some college classrooms and that kind of thing. So I'm stepping away, but I'm going to stay busy.
Well, the thing that you're going to have to, and you and I talked earlier today, and I told you then, I'll tell you it again, is the secret sauce is that you care so much about the kids. And that's pretty hard to duplicate.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing about it is you absolutely, I've thought about that so much, Mike. You could teach people the X's and O's. And I always say this, I mean, man, we've had so many conversations and we've talked about so much, but like you can, like you said, I always say you can teach people the how, and the what, but that why, the purpose, all of those kind of things, you're right. That is the challenge. And so I am hoping, you know, that maybe, you know, the guys that's been around me for a little bit have picked up on some of that. But I always tell people all my career, I got into basketball as a ministry. You heard me say this on numerous occasions that Larry McKenzie, the player, while he was a talented kid, I mean, and documented, you know, in Miami Beach history, Larry McKenzie couldn't have played for Coach McKenzie.
Hmm.
undisciplined, you know, had some personal challenges in life that he let get carried over into the way that he approached the game on the court. And so I wanted to help, you know, I wanted to give back to those Larry McKenzies, try to catch them earlier. You know what I'm saying? And,
yep.
And so that's the way I approach the game. And I tell people right now, as great a career that I had, it wasn't because I was such a great X and O guy. It's because the one thing that I've always done is I've loved my kids unconditionally. And because I love them so hard, they've loved me hard. And so the byproducts of that was the six state titles and all the other successes that we've had. But those kids know that no matter, you know, that coach was there 24/7. Mike, you know that I, over the years, I've had five kids move and live with me. You
yes,
know,
you have.
Brought them to school every day.
Yep.
Fed them every day without any support of any social services or any of those kind of things. That's because they were part of my family. They were sons, and I wasn't going to have them sleeping on the street or sleeping in cars and doing those kinds of things. And so, that's where I've approached the game. It was never for me about wins and losses or all that. It from day one, when I started coaching, it was about using that round basketball as a tool to save lives.
Larry McKenzie is our guest, announcing his retirement from Minneapolis North today. Give me the state of the North Side right now as you see it. How are you doing in general on a daily basis on the North Side of Minneapolis?
Well, Mike, we talk. I think some days Minneapolis, the North Side, is forgotten about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I wonder some days where my tax dollars go.
I don't want to say this, but you go to that damn bus stop on Lindale and Broadway, and it makes you sick. You know what I mean? The transactions
Absolutely.
That are going on there, and you go, God, this is in broad daylight, you know?
And you can't tell me that our leaders in the community, you know what I'm saying, in terms of Metro Transit Police and other folks, don't pass by that bus stop and see those kind of things. I mean, you just look at, the state just announced the unemployment rate, you know, for the state. And while that's good for the larger community, you know, if like you said, if I walk down Penn and Plymouth or any time of day or even Broadway, it don't look like, you know, people are doing too well in this community to me. So we got a lot of work to do. And the way to do that is to continue to, you know, which I plan on doing whether I'm on the sideline or not, is continue to invest in our kids, you know what I'm saying, and hoping to at least give them the option of being able to do something positive. And as we like to say sometime in the church community, breaking the curse, doing something different,
mm-hmm.
changing the trajectory of your families. And so those are the things that I want to work with other young coaches to help put them in a position to do that, so that it's a much bigger army, you know, fighting this fight that we need to fight in this community. I mean, I look at people like Jameel Jackson and, you know, what he's doing. I mean, I need to be there to help young coaches like him, because it's a lot of work.
You lost to Sean. He was murdered brutally. Matthew McAllister, a coach that you mentored, took his own life after a great success at South St. Paul. How much of an emotional toll did those things take on you?
All of those played a major factor, Mike. I mean, I honestly, this 2021-22 season, it was the hardest of my career.
And it was a successful season. And then, you know, it which tells you, I mean, you can be successful and it's still, right?
It is very, yeah. I mean, you know, we finished second in the state.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people would say that was successful, but, you know, still fighting COVID, you know, still having kids come to practice, knowing that their parents were unemployed, knowing some of the things that were, you know, the struggles that they were having in their homes, right? So the COVID challenges. Then we lost Deshaun Hill. Then we had the strike. And so it was a hard year. And then, of course, like you say, I mean, just, you know, in the end, the you know, last few months, the loss of Coach Matt, who was a son with me, you know, of my, you know, 25 years as a high school coach. I mean, Coach Matt was there on the sideline with me 12 of those years.
Yep.
You know, so almost half of that coaching career. And so to lose someone, you know, and the hardest thing, and I tell and everybody, is in no training manual, it was none of that. You know, to look those kids, those young men in the eyes after the DHL thing, to see the pain, to try to keep them going after the loss of a teammate, a classmate, you know, just try to continue to fight to make him proud and those kind of things. It was hard. It was really hard. And so it did play a role in my decision. And I mean, in all honesty, as I reflected, Mike, I just didn't have another one of those in me.
I hear you, especially when you don't know what's coming next anymore. And that's the way it feels sometimes in these parts. If there's businesses out there that want to know what's really going on the north side, I would suggest that you contact Larry McKenzie and get him on your board or do something with him, because I grow a little bit tired and a little bit weary and a little bit afraid, Larry, that, you know, there's that initial inertia, but how long will people sustain trying to stay with really getting it right on the north side, whether it's the businesses or the charities, the foundations that, you know, I mean, right away it was easy to give and pretty soon people can only stay with it so long. And I got news for you. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And you know that.
It's definitely a marathon.
What would you tell those companies, those people that, you know, they've dipped their toe, but in my mind, they dipped their toe. They haven't dove in the deep end yet.
Yeah, well, there's the story of the chicken and the pig, right?
Yep.
Right. The chicken make a contribution, but the pig is really committed.
He's invested.
And so we need folks to, you know, and to be honest with you, you're 100% correct. I mean, drive over here, drive down Broadway, see what we see, and if you're committed, then you'll help bring about the changes that's needed in this community.
Yeah, and. Every day that I've driven down there, I was just there last week. You cannot put a price, Larry, on the profoundness, and I regret that it took me this many years to figure it out. That if you live in the suburbs, every day you drive by where they've got their there's a truck parked in the driveway because they've got new furniture coming in, or something's being redone, or it's their lawn care service. Do that on Broadway, from your house to Minneapolis North. See how Burger King's got weeds growing all over it. See the bars on the restaurants, and see the corners, like I said, Lyndale and Broadway.
I mean, look at North Commons Park.
Look at North Commons. It's right by there. It's 30 feet away from all this.
Yeah. So without a doubt. I mean, it's real.
It's so real, and it's so raw, and I'm with you 100%, and I hope that you stay so active on the north side, and I hope people tap into your wisdom, because I don't have to tell you this, man. What you did was unbelievable as a basketball coach, but it was more unbelievable what you did for the kids.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. And we hope, again, we might not be walking the sidelines, but we hope to continue to be involved in making a difference in the lives of young people in North Minneapolis.
Yeah, this ain't goodbye, buddy, but I sure appreciate you more than you know.
Yes, sir.
Larry McKenzie, nice enough to join us on the day that he announced his retirement from Minneapolis North High School, 42 years of coaching, and he did it different, man.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.